change gon' come. R.I.P. to Amadou Diallo, the list goes on. R.I.P. to Amadou Diallo, the list goes on. R.I.P. to Amadou Diallo, the list goes on. Change gon' come. R.I.P. to Amadou Diallo. R.I.P. to Amadou Diallo, the list goes on.
Aim the seconds, did you know?
Fantasies onto what you might want to see, or whether you were really seeing those things.
Stadium, waving it around over his head. Everybody screaming in Spanish. I'm here sitting alone in my room.
I
start crying.
Did you know?
Yeah, that's right, I start crying. Another human being, species, that I belong to. Kick a ball. Lift himself.
Yeah.
The rest of us sat as human beings up to a better place to be, if only for a minute.
Yeah.
And that really was, I think, the central image for me of video, was forbidden images coming to you from a distant place.
And tear down those cages in the cafeteria.
and tear down those cages in the cafeteria. We treat them like animals. That's exactly how they'll behave. This is my security, William Wright. He will be my avenging angel, and you teachers keep playing the hall. This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't control it, how can you teach? Discipline is not the enemy of enthusiasm. This is irrelevant. Well, you are now my new head football coach. Forget about the way it used to be. This is not a damn democracy. We are in a state of emergency, and my word is law.
Let me tell you, it was pretty goddamn glorious.
What's he doing back, Mr. Wright?
Someone must have let him in from the inside.
I want every door in this school chained and locked. Yeah. All of them.
Yes, sir.
It's not that big a deal anymore. Six lives are not
exactly. And tear down those cages in the cafeteria. But treat them like animals. That's exactly how they'll behave. This is my new dean of security, William Wright. He will be my avenging angel, as you see to speak claim to hall. This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't control it, how can you teach? Get this disgrace to his race out of me.
Disgrace out once.
What's he doing back, Mr. Wright?
Someone must have let him in from the inside.
Whatever door they have to do, chain and lock. And you say, our children, pass what you have failed to do. And you say, our children,
whether you were projecting your own fantasies onto what you might want to see, or whether you were really seeing those things. And that really was, I think, the central image for me.
Which you have failed to do. Educate our joint boss in this past, and that's me. HNIC. Forget about the way it used to be. This is not a damn democracy. We are in a state of emergency, and my word is law.
Yeah. They put you at the starting line. The name of the game is make it through life. Only everyone's out for themselves and looking to do you in at the same time. Okay, man, here we are. Here we are. Now, you do what you can. But remember, I'm going to do my best to blow your ass away. So how are you going to make it?
Their hard day's work for the money. I just want the chance. It'll come. I believe in America. I follow the rules. Everybody's got their own hard times these days.
Forgive me.
Predicted that America will lead the world to peace.
Yeah.
They were wrong. I have directed my national security advisor. and my Homeland Security Director to develop
the joyless war.
Have another beer.
I will set forth commitments essential to victory.
Oh, yeah, now.
Get too emotional when I drink.
You have another beer?
I gotta go. I gotta get up early in the morning. And emotional.
We will fight progress.
Why?
And freedom.
You gotta get up early.
And choice. And culture. And music. And laughter. And women. And Christians, and Jews, and all Muslims. Our cause is necessary. Our cause is just, safety, and innocent life. We will fight progress, and freedom, and choice, and culture, and music, and laughter, and women, and Christians, and Jews, and all Muslims. Our cause is necessary.
Susan and I do it.
Our cause is just.
We undress in front of each other. We spend 15 minutes on foreplay. We experiment and do it in different rooms. It's a set of romance.
I got a secret.
We don't believe in making a ritual. We do it when we feel like it. We don't feel we have to be passionate. Sometimes it's even more fun making. We're considerate of each other's feelings. I had a tendency, man, I guess, to be selfish. But I stopped. I don't do that. We try to be patient. And we are patient, gentle with each other.
My records?
Yeah, so.
So didn't I tell you the procedure?
Yeah, you told me all about it, Trevi. They have to be in alphabetical order.
And what else?
They have to be filed alphabetically and according to year as well. Okay.
And what else? What else?
I don't know.
You don't
when
know?
Alfred asked me.
Well, let me give you a hint, okay? I found my James Brown record
beliefs,
filed under the J's instead of the B's. I don't know who taught you to alphabetize.
Right. Really it is.
But to top it off, he's in the rock and roll section.
He has certain beliefs, which I assume you all know. He is an atheist, which is perfectly all right. Really it is. I happen not to be. But inasmuch as this ceremony connotes an abandonment of ritual in the search for truth,
since this morning,
I agree to perform it. First, let me state to you, Alfred, and to you, Patricia, that of the 200 marriages that I have performed, all but 7 have failed. So the odds are not good. We don't like to admit it, especially at the wedding ceremony, but it's in the back of all our minds, isn't it?
Since this mall opened, C.R. Anthony, J.C. Penney, and even Duke and Ayers have all pulled out of downtown Virgil. Shoppers here go wherever the bargains are. Wherever it's convenient to shop. They don't care if they shop in a funky old building downtown or in a clean modern place like this.
See, they're wise to advertisers' claims. In a place like this, they can comparison shop.
Everybody could hardly wait until the mall opened.
Said Margie Ortiz.
I go there just about every weekend. So the two of the other girls from work.
See? I told you. The shopping mall has replaced the town square as the center of many American cities. Shopping itself has become the activity that brings people together. And here, the music's always playing. What time is it? No time to look back.
Starving peasants sell their bodies to vampires for blood money.
and then motion, by contrast, at rest. So while I am aware of motion, I'm also aware of at rest. So maybe what's at rest isn't going on, and what's motion is going on. So I won't use that concept because I've got to include both. If I say, well, here it is, that excludes what isn't, like space. And if I say this, it excludes that. I'm reduced to silence. But you can feel what I'm talking about, can't you? That's what's called Tao in Chinese. That's where we begin. Tao means basically way.
You know,
and so course.
This used to be a
course of nature.
Country.
Of which
Lao
Tzu says Tao Tzu.
Man, everybody got chicken, that's what happened. Hey, we can't even get into, like, a second-rate hotel. I mean, a second-rate motel.
The people spoke!
Don't they think we're gonna cut their throat or something, man? Like, they're scared, man. Oh, they're not scared.
Yeah, well, the world, because the communists are better than we are.
Dedicated
to the footing.
Amen. Oh, we represent
every
to them.
Single one of
somebody
you
needs
there.
Haircut. Oh. What you represent
every
to
single
them.
One of you out there
freedom.
Would be.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Every
oh,
single
yeah,
one of
right.
you
that's
out there.
That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things. I mean, it's real hard to be free when you are bought and sold in the marketplace. Of course, don't ever tell anybody that they're not free, because then they're going to get real busy killing and maiming to prove to you that they are.
It's every oh, yeah, single one of you out there. Because this is no longer a nation of independent individuals. It's a nation of some 200 odd million transistorized, deodorized, whiter than white steel belted bodies, totally unnecessary as human beings, as replaceable as piss-worn rotten.
When a Westerner hears that, he thinks of fatalism or determinism. That's because he still preserves in the back of his mind two illusions. One is that what is happening is happening to him.
What is your destination?
And therefore he is the victim of circumstances. But when you are in primal ignorance, there is no you different from what's happening, and therefore it's not happening to you.
As I have been barred.
And you knew you were a carrier.
Of course I knew. You've researched my life. You've read the orders restricting me to travel only in areas of advanced technology because of what my body carries.
Well, the happy
I fail to understand is why you disobey those orders.
All the people...
Because this is poison to me.
Everything is the same. All the people are exactly the same.
This stuff you breathe, this stuff you live... Shields of artificial atmosphere that we have layered about every planet. The programs in those computers that run your ship and your lives for you, they bred what my body carries.
To a
That's what your
maybe.
Science has done to me.
The difference is that I grew
me.
It. That's what the difference is. That I picked it and I fixed it. And it has a taste, and it has some color, and it has a smell. And that it calls back a time when there were flowers all over the earth, and there were valleys, and there were plains of tall green grass that you could lie down in, that you could go to sleep in. And there were blue skies, and there was fresh air, and there were things growing all over the place, not just in some domed enclosures blasted some millions of miles out into space.
Look at that stuff. How can you guys sit there and really say anything to me about this? Look at this crap. Look at that. Dried synthetic crap.
And you've become so dependent on it that I bet you can't even live without it.
Since this mall opened, C.R. Anthony, J.C. Penney, and even Duke and Ayers have all pulled out of downtown Virgil. Shoppers here go wherever the bargains are, wherever it's convenient to shop.
The teacher does everything possible to make him as nutty as possible. But the teacher says, quite honestly, I haven't anything to tell you. I don't teach anything. I have no doctrine. As I said to you in the beginning of this talk, I have nothing whatsoever to sell you.
Let's say all you ever knew were apples. Apples, apples. More apples. You might think apples were pretty good, even if you got a rotten one once in a while. Then one day, there's an orange. And now you can make a decision. Do you want an apple, or do you want an orange? That's democracy.
Sometimes we forget that Jesus was a layman. He was never ordained a priest. So maybe it's no surprise that in today's gospel story, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in the temple in Jerusalem want to know who gave him, a layman, the authority to drive out those who were selling and buying in the temple. Who gave him authority to overturn the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves?
How long will it last?
We all think that, don't we? We don't like to bring it out in the open, but we all think that. Well, I say, why not bring it out in the open? Why does one decide to marry? Social pressure? Boredom? Loneliness? Sexual appeasement? Love? I won't put any of these reasons down. Each in its own way is adequate. Each is all right. Last year, I married a musician who wanted to get married in order to stop masturbating. Please don't be startled.
They
I'm not putting him
down.
That marriage did not work.
So the student thinks, my, this is very deep, because this nothing that he's talking about, this nothing that he teaches, is what they call in Buddhism shunyata. Now, shunyata is the Sanskrit for nothingness, but and it's supposed to be the ultimate reality.
It's just happening. So is you. You know, what you call you, what you later call you, is part of the happening. You're part of the universe, although the universe, strictly speaking, has no parts. We only call certain features of the universe parts of it, but you can't disconnect them from the rest without causing them to be not only non-existent, but never to have existed. So, when you have this happening, the other illusion that a Westerner is liable to have is that it's determined in the sense that what is happening now follows necessarily from what happened in the past. But you don't know anything about that in your primal ignorance. Cause and effect? Why, obviously not. Because if you're really naive, you see that the past is the result of what's happening now.
Yeah.
time has come to say, is demonization such a bad word? Good or bad, that's what it's so. The whole world is becoming humanoid, creatures that look human but aren't.
I think that was it. Thanks. Sometimes that's called Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. And if you want to know more about it, you can come ask me, and I will tell you that you can go to the webpage, which is at lastever.org. Diane is going to play music shortly, perhaps. I think so. Thank you. And thank you for staying here and being patient.